This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, sitting alongside Michigan and State Theater Executive Director Russ Collins. He stops by each Thursday for Cinema Chat, and a lot of folks talking about big box office this week.
That's right. Avenger Endgame set records on about every level in terms of total gross in the United States, total gross worldwide. In the United States, it did $350 million. Around the world, it did $1.2 billion.
In a weekend.
That's right. And the film cost about $700,000, $800,000.
Million dollars.
You're absolutely right. To make and then promote. And with that kind of a gross in one weekend.
To become profitable is
They turned to profit.
Astounding.
So it is kind of amazing. Now, show business, and it kind of doesn't matter whether it's movies or television or Broadway or recording. Mm-hmm. Or anything, tends to be kind of bust or boom. And then there's a few things that are in the middle. And this is obviously a complete boom, and it indicates that people still like to go out and gather together and watch stories together. They did more people saw Avenger Endgame 3 hours long than saw, the biggest television show right now, Game of Thrones, in its weekend play. So,
I would say the majority of households in the country have TVs, so the opportunity to see that was much greater.
Absolutely. So there's a couple of nice things there. Now, the Michigan and State Theater is we're an art house. We show what we believe will be award-worthy films. And this looked like an award-worthy film, and it's gotten excellent reviews. So in a little bit of a strange quirk, we played it, and we did very well for us with this particular film. However, we grossed one thousandth of a percent
of the total national weekend sales.
For the United States, and again, we did eight times the business that we usually do on a film for the weekend.
All perspective.
That's right. So here's a couple of here's a few little comparative things that I hope people find interesting. Now, there's a film called Russian Five that we did a little while ago. A local filmmaker, Joshua Reel. It's really great. It's about the Russian Red Wing players that came.
Sergei Fedorov and crew.
Exactly. And that film is playing around the country now. We actually helped him place it in theaters in Los Angeles and New York and Tampa and a few other places around the country. And it's going to gross hundreds of thousands of dollars. And he is
he's a
super
success.
Happy about it. Yeah, he's going to be able to pay back his investors, and he'll be able to make his next film based on that, hundreds of thousands of dollars. So The Chaperone, which is a PBS Masterpiece Theater production that they released into theaters, has done hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's done $300,000.
And again, considered an unmitigated success.
I don't know that they'll make back their investment on this because they have movie stars, but they're not expecting to do $350 million in a week. If they do a couple million dollars, they'll probably be happy with that. Now, we showed that last week. It's the fifth week of its release. It was the first week of our showing it, and we did 3.4% of the national gross compared to 0.05%, which we did for Endgame. Amazing Grace, which is the Aretha Franklin documentary about the 1972 recording session that she did in Los Angeles, we did just under 1% of the national gross. And in the case of both The Chaperone and Amazing Grace, we did 150% of what the average theater did. In the case of Avenger Endgame, the average theater did about $75,000 worth of business. We did $16,000 worth of business, which again is really good for us.
Scale, it's perspective, and you have to take a different kind of prism to look at how you judge success.
That's right. And so Washtenaw County, Ann Arbor audiences are very important to the national scene of films that aren't the blockbuster films, and we turn a pretty significant gross to help those filmmakers make their next film, to keep those films actively available, motivate artists, motivate performers. To
much more than just exhibitors,
just
right?
Like WEMU does with jazz.
And you are listening to your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. David Fair with Russ Collins, and I know that you're excited and perhaps exhausted because the Cinetopia Film Festival is right around the corner.
That's right. It opens a week from tomorrow. We have our complete film guide out right now, and so you can see all of the filmmakers that are coming to town, all of the programs that are there.
You can pick and choose, but a festival pass is your ticket to everything.
That's absolutely right. We're doing an opening night film called Before You Know It, and the director and writer and the stars are coming, and it's about this small theater company in New York. It's also got Alec Baldwin in it and Mandy Patinkin. So anyway, it's really it's a lot of fun. Go check it out. And again, there's about 60 films that are showing, about 120 screenings in Ann Arbor, Detroit, Royal Oak, West Bloomfield, Dearborn. So go check it out. It opens a week from tomorrow. Get your pass, get your tickets, and go check it out. Now, opening this week at the State Theater, we have Her Smell, which is a film.
This is right up my alley.
It's a punk rock movie. It's a fiction film, but Elizabeth Moss, who's just a really great actress.
But it just screams
actress.
Courtney Love. You know?
Yeah, exactly. And she plays a 90 punk rocker. It's set in contemporary times, and it's kind of past her.
Her heyday has gone.
Yeah, absolutely. She's a mother. She has exhausted bandmates, and she has really, really frustrated of her agents and her bandmates and her fans and everybody. And she's taking a look at her life and figuring out how to move forward based on where she's been and where she's going. And the performance by Elizabeth Moss is just amazing.
She does all her own singing and everything else.
She does, and she's strumming the guitar as well. And she's always in character, this character Becky, who's the punk rocker. But she goes through this complete range of emotion and intellectual dealing with what it is that
yeah,
she
beneath
is
the
and isn't.
Aesthetic of punk rock. It's our story.
And it's a
human
story.
It's the story of us all, right?
Absolutely. And then another film features a woman who is attacking society in a certain way. This is a more of an environmentalist attacking. It's an Icelandic film. And Iceland has about 500,000 people that live there.
But they just churn out the movies, don't they?
They do really great movies and also stuff that's funny. They really make funny movies. So this is about a 50-year-old woman who's an environmental
she is, in
activist.
Fact, a woman at war.
That's right. And that's the name of the film, Woman at War. And she vandalizes power plants and various other things as an environmental protest. She's sought after by the law, but she's very clever and lives in the woods, and but she's also applied to adopt a little girl from Ukraine, and that little girl adoption actually comes up, and so she has to face a change in her life. And this thing treats a very timely theme with a deceptively light touch, and Woman at War is an easy to enjoy moment, and yet it has impact that lingers after you see the film. So go check it out.
Were you a fan of Dr. Ruth back in her hugely popular media days?
Everybody knows Dr. Ruth. What a great story. This is being promoted on NPR as well. It opens this week, and we're playing it at the Michigan Theater. So it's a documentary about this Holocaust survivor who became a TV star and really kind of revolutionized the public language and discussion of sex. So the Dr. Ruth is
she was so unlikely.
Oh, yeah.
And yet so pertinent.
She had that accent that she couldn't get rid of, but it made her all the more charming. And so Ask Dr. Ruth opens Sunday. It's playing Sunday at the Michigan Theater. We've got a Chinese film about a gangster underworld kind of dynamic called Ashes, the Purest White. The director is very, very well received and is revisiting films familiar themes for this particular director about modern Chinese society with an urgent, empathetic eye. Really strong reviews for Ashes, The Purest, Color. Go check that out. And then Mary Kay Place.
I haven't heard that name in a while.
Yeah, she was in...
The Big Chill?
Yeah, she was in The Big Chill and then a TV show. I forgot the name of it.
With Martin Mull. And,
yeah, exactly. And Mary Hartman,
That was it.
And so this film was directed by Kent Jones, who's an NPR movie critic. He's also Rachel Maddow's pop culture commentator. This performance of Diane is amazing. It's a small-scale drama that's rich in meaning, and Diane offers the audience an uncommonly empathetic and wise look.
Yeah, this is the kind of movies I like.
And it's a stellar performance by Mary Kay Place, so go check it out. Last Days of Chinatown is an Ann Arbor Film Festival film that we're screening on May the 8th, Wednesday, May the 8th at 7 o'clock. Go check that out. We're also doing a midnight film of Matrix. And then opening up at the Multiplex is a film called Long Shot that stars
Seth Rogen. Kind of a farcical comedy?
That's right. Seth Rogen is a writer, a journalist, becomes a speechwriter for Charlize Theron, who's running for president, but actually she was his babysitter, and he's a complete goofball, as you would expect a Seth Rogen character. And then Ugly Dolls is a family animated film where they live in Uglyville.
People say it's actually very funny.
Yeah, absolutely. It looks really fun.
Lots of movies to choose from. Pick a couple and go see them. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for another edition of Cinema Chat. You hear it each weekend exclusively on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Cinetopia Central.